Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. It's Carly on the Daytime After Dark Blog Talk Network, and I'm going to bring on Nadia. Hey, Nadia.
Hi, Carly. How are you?
Good. So do you want to introduce the guest? I'm being nice today, so, yeah.
Sure. So tonight we are going to have Scott Sean White. We are excited to have him on tonight as our guest.
Yeah, and may I just tell the women audience, guys, go look at his profile. He's cute besides. He's a really good singer.
What did you say?
Yes. Hi, son.
Oh, well, thank
Hi,
you.
Scott.
What did you say about single?
Well, no, I just saw all of the single ladies out there. They might just find
because
they might
because
want
I'm definitely not single.
Add your picture because, whoa, that's all I'm going to say before I get myself in any more trouble with Nadia knows I do on a nightly basis, and I'm calling and she's Nadia, and so
thanks for
I'm
having me, y'all.
The first set
Thank you. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing good.
And then she will ask you some fun questions, I'm sure of. How did you get started in music?
Well, one of my brothers was part of that inspiration when I was real young, playing acoustic guitar and playing some old John Denver and Jim Croce songs, and then as I grew up, yeah, I played a little piano, and I played keys in a 10-piece funk disco cover band for a while, and along the way, somewhere about 2005, I started going to Nashville and trying to write country songs, and so that's the short version of how I ended up here releasing my first album.
Yeah, because, you know, I was reading that you had some, you're a singer-songwriter, and you had some of your songs on hold for, like, Martina McBride, some other Faith Hill, and now I'm mad because they said this took you, because I'm like, wait a moment, why didn't I pick him? Why? Because I think that would have been, like, the biggest hit for you to get a big singing your song, and then you get, you know, they get awards, but then you get awards for the writing, and bam! So, and I know you have a new CD coming out. You have it? Oh, is it not quite done yet?
No, it's done. It's coming out a week from Friday. It's coming out April 23rd, the whole CD, and we've put out 3 singles so far in the 9 weeks leading up to the album release. So we're excited. It's a little songwriter record. And, going to put it out there in the world and see what happens.
Well, I was listening to Dad and Dad's Garage, the Mom's Kitchen. And people said, warned me before, because I listened to it yesterday, but now I listened to it before we were on air. And then I started crying. It's one of the most beautiful songs out there right now. And I don't know why country radio is not picking your song up, because this song is a song I think everyone needs right now. And, you know, ever since COVID-19, it was, like, the great time to have a song like that.
Yeah, are you talking about Dad's Garage and Mama's Kitchen or Humankind?
Yeah, and, I mean, I love it. It's just very emotional. So, people, when you do listen to it, just get a Kleenex. That's all I'm going to tell you. And, no, I cried, okay? I'm going to cry at everything. But, you know.
No, I appreciate that.
Yeah, and so prior to this new album, they said, Dan Fogelberg, who I love, the book and poet.
Yeah, he's great.
You know, I love Dan Fogelberg, I really do. So you were inspired by him singing?
You know, I guess maybe my brother played a little Dan Fogelberg when I was growing up. This album really is more inspired by songwriters that I've studied and just enjoyed and listened to and admired, you know, people like Tony Lane and Lori McKenna, Travis Meadows, Guy Clark, Radney Foster, you know, people like that, Walt Wilkins. It was nice to be able to put out, a record that I'm completely in control of because without a record label telling me what to do, because I just got to put songs on there that I wanted to put on there, songs that I was proud of. I didn't have to worry about if it's radio friendly or if it's any of those things. I just said that, my criteria was, am I proud of it, and does it make me feel something? Does it mean something to me? And does it say something that I want to put out into the world? And if it met that criteria, then it made it on my record.
Well, so can they get you CD, like on Amazon when it comes out? Oh, how can we get it?
Yeah, you can. You'll be able to buy it, download it on Apple, on iTunes, and on Amazon, and then it'll be streaming on everything, Spotify and Pandora and all those kinds of outlets.
So, I mean, but people cannot get the whole CD yet? Oh.
Yeah, you can actually, people can get a physical CD as well through the website or at one of my shows.
Okay, because, yeah, I mean, this, you know, when a lot of songs were coming out, a lot of the artists, for some reason, you know, were streaming instead of getting the whole CD. And I would rather have the whole CD listened to, so. And, so where did you grow up?
Where what?
Where did you grow up? Where did you live growing
up?
I
grew up in Kerrville, Texas, which is down about 45 minutes away from San Antonio, Texas. And I grew up there, and then I moved to the Dallas area when I was 16, and I've been in the Dallas area ever since for the most part. I live in a little town called Poetry, Texas now, me and my wife.
You know, I love Texas. I love everything about Texas.
Me too.
And I love it. The Texas deal is so nice. I went there about 3 years ago, and I love it. Mm-hmm. And I think Texas is, you know, a great place, and just for people to know, okay, don't be like Holly and decide to, because my sister and I went to the Magnolia down in Texas. And okay, so you know what I'm talking about. And then I had this great idea, which wasn't so great, Well, we were right by Waco, and I remember the Waco compound with David Kress. And I had this great stupid idea my sister, I convinced my sister, my older sister, to never listen to me. Well, we went on it. We went on the property. And it wasn't a good idea, son. It wasn't. I mean, Scott, it wasn't. It was not, because it was like trailer parks all around it. And then my sister walked up to the surf. That was the only thing that was still really standing from when the FBI waited on them. And yeah. She's like, "Do you want to get out?" I'm like, "No, I changed my mind." And as we were driving out, it said, "Into at your own risk." And my sister is a PA doctor, so she doesn't usually get freaked out. I'm the one that gets freaked out. She called my dad and goes, "We just went to the scariest place, and we just gave a stupid donation to the scariest place." So, people, I'm telling you, if you want to go to Texas, go to the Magnolia place. You know, it's so beautiful. It has the best shops, all these food trucks, the best grocery sandwich I ever had. But don't go to the compound, please. Yeah, I want to go back, but it's COVID-19, so I haven't been anywhere else. So that's my next question. So how was dealing with COVID-19 for the last year? Because, you know, no one could go out on the road for so many artists and everything. So how was that?
You know, it was on one hand a challenge, and on the other hand a blessing, as most big events like that are. You know, on one hand, everything stopped, shows stopped, my trips to Nashville stopped. I spend 2 weeks a month in Nashville writing because I'm a staff writer up there, and so that stopped for 4 months. But on the other hand, if COVID hadn't happened and shut everything down, this album would not exist, because that's when about 3 weeks into the COVID shutdown, I was at the house and I was like, "Well, you know, I have time to record that record I've been talking about making." So I did. And I've heard that from a lot of artists and songwriters who were like, you know, at least I had time now to record new music. And so that's a great thing that came out of it.
I mean, I think there was a lot of that going on with music. And I think a lot of people's houses have been way too clean because of this whole mess. And, you know, the kitchen is a bad area to go into. That's what I've learned from COVID. But if you had, and I hope I'm not stealing one of Nadia's questions, but I probably am. But if you had to have your dream duet with a woman in country music right now, and they called you up, who would you want to call you?
A duet?
Yeah, a duet. If, like, you know.
That's a great question. I would probably, I've never really thought about that, because I don't really think of myself as a singer, although I do sing, and I don't suck at it. I'm just not. So I've never really thought about what I would do a duet with somebody. I will say that on this record, I had all Texas singer-songwriters sing the harmony parts, and there's one song on the record that is almost a duet, which is "Crazy Till It Works," because Susan Gibson, who wrote "Wide Open Spaces" for the Dixie Chicks, she sang the harmony on that song, Yeah, she sang the harmony on Crazy Till It Works with me, and it was so great that we put it up quite a bit hotter in the mix than you normally would a background vocal. So that song almost sounds like a duet because her vocal volume is right up there with mine almost. There we go. Susan Gibson. And that's who I would do it with, and it's already on my record.
Well, see, I was thinking about, you know, if you were doing a duet, I was picking for you Carly Pence or Kelsea Ballerini. I think both of those, your voices would be awesome on a song.
They're both great.
Well, and Faith Hill,
really
too, and Reba, because I'm trying to get you big time. Not another time, this big time.
Well, I
appreciate
up that.
And
I appreciate that very much.
And if you are still friends with the one that did Wide Open Spaces, well, we would love to have a on the show because I loved that song. That Wide Open Spaces
song.
Yeah, is the best. So, you know, if you could hook us up with her, that'd be great. Because that song can stick into your mind for days. And days.
Yeah, and Susan is hilarious.
Yes,
wonderful.
It really does.
She's awesome.
But I don't want to be selfish. Well, yeah, I do, but I won't. I know Nadia has some questions.
Yes, I do.
Sure.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it. We love having you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. So my questions that I have for you is, who inspired you to make music?
Like I said earlier, my brother to some extent, my brother Daniel, and then just listening to radio in Kerrville, Texas growing up. I fell in love with music really early on. And then when I started going to Nashville, it was really songwriters that inspired this record and the songs on this record.
Sorry, I think my connection was going out.
Oh, no problem.
I'm sorry. So my next question is, how would you describe the music that you typically create?
Well, that's a two-faced question because I'm a staff writer in Nashville, which means somebody is gracious enough and or crazy enough to pay me to write songs, and they pay me to write songs for other people. Like, we're trying to – most of my time in Nashville is spent trying to write songs that Tim McGraw or Blake Shelton or, you know, Dan Shea would cut or, you know, Kelsea Ballerini or somebody like that. But and so there are those songs. But then this album is really kind of what I call songwriter songs. And it's just a matter of I've been doing the Nashville thing for 17 years now. And over that time, while I've been trying to write songs for other folks, I've collected a lot of songs that are either particularly me, they're my story, like the title track to the album, or if they're not exactly my story, they're something that I really relate to. They're a song that really means something to me, and I've collected a lot of those. So I picked 11 of them, and I put them on this album.
That's awesome. And if you could open a show for any artist, who would it be?
You know, if Guy Clark was still alive, I'd love to open for him. I've been able to open for a lot of really cool people. I've opened for Walt Wilkins, which is another one of my songwriting heroes. But, yeah, Guy Clark, Laurie McKenna would be pretty cool, you know, folks like that.
What would you be doing right now if it wasn't for your music career?
Wow. I don't know. That's a terrifying question. I'm glad this music thing has worked out for me. I would be miserable, that's for sure. You know, I was selling cars before I really dove into the music thing full time. Matter of fact, that's how I met my wife. So I like to tell folks that I sold her a car and a family for $314 a month. yeah, so I was selling cars, and then I was doing some other sales stuff, and then I ended up, you know, going full-time into music between being an engineer at a few studios around town, doing production and arrangement for artists, and then I was playing in three bands for a while, and then I ended up playing in one band for almost 30 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I know. It is. Crazy.
I know. Which famous musicians do you admire?
Famous musicians. Famous. Okay, famous. Golly, Brad Paisley, musician-wise and songwriter-wise. He's a great writer. Obviously, he's a great player. There's a guy that in country music is famous, but he's not famous worldwide. His name is Jim Brown. People call him Moose Brown in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
I really admire him. He's played piano on just so many records. He's played on all the Brad Paisley records. And speaking of piano players, too, Bruce Hornsby is another guy that, man, he did some beautiful stuff on piano. Those are off the top of my head. That's a great question, though.
Thank you. What is the best advice you've been given?
Don't quit. You know,
exactly.
I went to a hip-hop conference probably 15 years ago, or shoot, no, not 15. I'm sorry, probably 20 years ago, I went to a hip-hop conference because I was writing and producing hip-hop and R&B back then. And I think L.A. Reid was a keynote speaker. I think it was him.
Mm-hmm.
It was somebody in Babyface's camp. And he said something, and this isn't – when I said don't quit, it just reminds me of his quote. He said, "The only people that don't make it in this business are the people who give up before they make it," or something like that.
Exactly.
And I think what he meant was the only talented people that don't make it in this business are the ones that give up.
Mm-hmm.
And that stuck with me. Although, you know, it's funny when you talk about giving up, so many of my friends and I have talked about this so much that the fact that giving up has not ever really been an option in our minds. Like, you know, like when you said, you know, if you didn't do music, what do you think you'd be doing? Oh, boy, I never thought about that. There was not an option. I had to make this music thing work or else.
Exactly.
Because it's just – it's written deep into who I am. I had to figure out a way to make it work. So with the good Lord's help, I did.
Exactly. And now if you could change anything about the industry, what would it be?
It would be that real songs about real life come back into style. You know, everybody always talks about 90s country. There was a lot more real life to me back in 90s country music. Know, if you notice these days, there's not many songs about family. There's a lot of songs about hooking up and partying, and that is part of life, no doubt. There's some truth to that, but the stuff that really matters, I wish that made its way to radio more than it does now.
Right.
And I also wish that female artists would get their due on country radio. That is something that is long overdue. There are a lot of great female writers and artists out there that are just kind of getting off to the wayside, and hopefully that tide is turning. Every now and then you seem to get some signs that it is, but it really needs to majorly turn and balance out, you know.
Exactly. And so what is next for you? Like, what you have planned, like, after COVID and everything? Like, what's next for you?
Yeah, I'm going to try to tour, quote-unquote tour, to support this record, although touring for me looks like listening rooms and house concerts. But there is a market for that, and we're moving in the right direction of that.
Exactly.
All that opening back up. And then, you know, what's next for me too is I realize that now that I've done my first record, that I need to start thinking about my second record.
Exactly.
Which is just funny to me, because I thought at some point I would make a record, but in the last 2 years, I didn't know when I'd have the time. Then COVID happened, and I had the time. And now that I've made one, I'm like, well, I really don't want more than about 2 years to pass between this and my second record. So I probably better get to work on it pretty soon.
Right. And
I started working on this record at the end of March last year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So it's taken a year for it to come out. You know, I finished it. It was mastered and mixed and everything back at, like, early October. But because of COVID, delayed it a little bit. The election delayed it a little bit. It takes a lot of time, I've learned, to put everything in place that you have to put in place to put a record out. So, yeah, it took about a year.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that definitely would take a while because, COVID's rented a lot of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And what is one message you would give to your fans?
That's a great question. You mean about the record or about what?
Like a message to them, like what would you like to say to them? Like, what probably advice you would give to us?
It would be, this is off the top of my head, but it would be to absorb and to support music that matters, music that says something, music that has something to say, and to absorb it and think about it and because, sad songs might make you cry and emotional songs make you cry, but those are good things. Like, somewhere along the way, there's so much of the music industry that is, especially country music, that, think it's a bad thing to cry.
Right.
But it's really good for your spirit and your soul, and to get overwhelmed by an emotion so much that your body produces a physical reaction to it, which is tears. And I think that's a good thing. So I think we should embrace the tears.
Exactly. I agree. So now, Scott, I was wondering, are you able to perform one of your songs for us on here tonight?
Sure, I can.
Okay. Can you perform Humankind by any chance,
I
if
can.
You can?
Matter of fact, I'm all tuned and well, I thought, let me just check this tuning real quick so I don't hurt anybody's ears. But yeah, that was that's my last single that came out last Friday. Was it last Friday or Friday before that? And we have a video for it that is out on. And that video is also going to be on Channel 4 in Nashville on Thursday. So, can you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay. He's an old man, hard man, who can't hold on to nothing. Not his razor, not his chin, not his tongue. She's a young nurse, sweet girl, who comes in every morning, makes his bed, shakes his face, clean. She's been there 3 years. You know, one of his kids just come around. She drives in on a Sunday to play a game of chess, taking him for a walk. And for a little while, he forgets to be mad. He remembers how to tell a joke and make a pretty girl laugh. The hurt goes away, and the long just in the midst of a little time. Nothing is as human like human. Come on. He's a new kid. New town for the third time. Dude, in high school can be cruel when you do. He can tell when she walks in. He's a trust nobody. He can see beside and no one. And in the lunch room, that's a pretty big thing. And for a little while, she forgets to be scared. She remembers for a minute what it's like to be in the sun. The hurt goes with just a smile. And the gift of a little time. Nothing is human like you. Kind. It don't take much to help someone, to save someone. Cause for a little while we forget to give up. We remember what it's like when someone walks his road with us. The hurt goes away, and the lonely face is just a smile. And the need of a little practice needs a smile like you, kind.
That's awesome.
You hear that?
I love it.
I love it so much. You did so good. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. I mean, we both love it. And Nadia, are you done with your question so I can bring Bobby on really quick?
Yes, I am. Okay. Nope, I'm all set.
Okay. Hey, Bobby.
Hey.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey. Hey, Steve, how are you doing tonight?
It's Scott.
I mean, Scott.
I was like, who's Steve? Is Steve on here?
I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem.
I was thinking,
I'm doing great. How are you, Bobby?
I'm doing fine. I'm sorry if I called you by the wrong name. I forgot who was on because I was so interested in that song just now.
Oh, thank you.
And you did a great job with it, by the way. I'm a big country music fan, but I would buy the record off of iTunes once it gets available.
Well, I appreciate that. My wife appreciates that.
Yes. Yes.
We need all the money we can get. I'm a songwriter, y'all.
Yes. Yes. Hopefully when things open back up, like you said, you'll go on tour and support the record. And I hope so too, because we definitely will love to see you here in North Carolina, rather be in Raleigh, Charlotte, or my hometown of Fayetteville, down in Myrtle Beach or somewhere like that, performing at some of the venues or some of the clubs, if available.
Yeah.
But and you said that the video is going to premiere locally in Nashville on Thursday morning.
Well, it's going to be on TV. It's already premiered on the internet. It's on all my socials, Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. It's been out for a couple of weeks now there. But on a Channel 4 Thursday on a show called Today in Nashville, it's supposed to air. And I think that show's at 11 a.m. on Thursday.
Okay, and that will be 11 a.m. Nashville time because I'm in the Eastern time zone. And I don't know if I can get through the news now through the News On app, if I can get Channel 4 out in Nashville. I might have to check that out.
Yeah, me too, because I'm in Texas right now, so I'm going to be trying to figure out how to watch that live.
So because I wanted to try to see some of the other local Nashville talents in the past, like Scott Ree and his band and his daughter performed, and I know that Scott Ree is a actor, and his wife is an actor, and they and everything else. Because I wanted to see some of the interviews on that show involving them and what they've been promoting, but I've been hard to find the website other than just following them on Facebook.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say, like I said earlier, you did a great job singing, and hopefully when you get back on the road, you'll just come down here to the Carolinas, maybe perform elsewhere in the Southeast, like in Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, Virginia, and Kentucky, and in and around that region.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to try to get out there.
All right. Well, you have a great night, and
you too.
And we'll bring on the next caller.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, Bobby. I'm gonna put you on hold.
Thank you, Bobby.
Scott, thank you so much for calling in. Other two hosts are out today. So, but we really want you back on because we love your voice, by Nadia.
Yes, we do.
Well, thank you.
It was great having you, Ryan.
Call me anytime. I will come right.
Yeah, and Nadia is our sister, schedule. I mean, no, I'm not that responsible, and I will forget. So that's her job. So whenever you have anything to promote, just let Nadia know, and we can get you back on.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, have a great night.
You're welcome.
Y'all have a
great
night.
Have a great night. Thank you. You
Bye-bye.
Too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, everyone. Oh, my God. First I call him Scott. Then I call him Sean. Okay, I'm very screwed up today, people.
Oh, okay.
Bobby,
Dahlia, that was a great interview. And I have an idea, since you got a lot of talented people from the Nashville area. I was wondering if you can probably get Melissa Reed and her husband, Scott, and their daughter, Emily, on the show real soon, because it would be great to get the three of them on the show. I know Emily is expecting another baby, and it's possible Melissa could be sent back to the West Coast to become Jen on dates. So it would be great to talk to Jen, to Melissa Reed about her acting career, along with Scott Reese, Mills' career, and why they pass it on to their daughter and the sense of raising a family in Tennessee after years in California.
Right, exactly. So I have reached out to Scott.
I'm
still waiting on a response from him. So hopefully, you know, he responds back and we get him on. That'll be great.
It would be great to get Emily on because I've heard that she's a great singer from what she has said on Instagram. And Melissa Reed is a great actress. It would be great to get the three of them on.
Exactly. I know I love them. Yeah, it would be awesome.
Yeah. But I can always text you and you keep me posted on any other when they're coming on with the upcoming guests that we got.
Of course, definitely, I definitely will. No problem.
Because I was going to suggest that maybe a couple of days ago, but it didn't occur to me till just after you were finishing up the interview.
Right.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I was just thinking about the name.
Yeah, I just thought I hit the wrong button.
So I just want to say a couple of things before we go today, because we have a busy week. You know, I love our busy okay, all I gotta say is yesterday, General Hospital, okay, it was the moment I've been waiting for so long, and no, unfortunately, it wasn't Carson. I mean, if it was Carson, I would be jumping up and down. And we probably would not have a show today because I would probably sprain my ankle and end up in the ER, knowing my life. But Michael and Willow, it was sensational. It was sexy. It was everything I've been waiting for. Okay? I have been shipping this couple for so long that I felt like my soap opera tribute paid off finally, people. And, you know, for all those Saints and Willow fans, give it up. Willow was there from the start. The first moment Michael met her in Bad Town, when she helped him, was the moment I fell for this couple, okay? And, yes, I did like Sasha and Michael, but Willow and Michael are meant to be because, number one, it would be the first woman in Michael's life that Michael Carly won't, you know, be really interfering. Oh, yeah, she probably want another grandkid, but I want to mirror a baby out of this. I mean, come on. Sleeping, making love on the mattress was hot. Hot, hot, hot. And I got to say, and people know I don't like him, Valentine, I am so freaking proud of you for what you were doing to Peter. It was awesome. I want you to pay. Peter, I want you to pay and pay and pay for all the crimes you did. You know, and people keep saying on the net today, who is more dangerous? Faison or Peter? And I'm saying right now, Peter. Peter is worthless. And I love that everyone is working together to try to get Jason out of jail. I loved when Scott the other day, because I had a couple of days to catch up, when Scott went to the jail and goes, don't worry, I'm not going to yell at you again. Okay? I know you did not kill Franco. Peter August did. And for Scott to finally get his head up and listen to Obrick, was I need to thank Kathleen when she comes on, that I need to thank Kathleen for that, because, you know, she turned this whole thing around for a lot of people. Knowing Jason would never kill Franco. And I want to say, Cameron, you need to go upstairs and stay up there until you can accept that Jason did not do this. You are throwing away all the years of you and Jocelyn being friends. And Jocelyn is on Team Jason. That is her godfather. That is the one that saved her. You know, whenever Jocelyn is in trouble, Jason has always shown up. Always. Even when she was little. And so I'm sorry, Cameron, that Franco died, but I don't think he really did. I think this whole thing is a setup myself. But, yeah, I just want to say that. And happy birthday to Kathleen Gotti. Today's her birthday.
No, today's not her birthday.
What?
Today's not her birthday. No, today's not her birthday.
No, Kathleen
Gotti's birthday. No, it's not her birthday. Her birthday's not until August.
Really?
Yes.
There was some people online today.
Saying happy birthday to her, but she corrected people. No, her birthday's not until August.
Okay, happy on birthday, but happy birthday to our friend Dean Kill. She's been on the show, but Bobby, remember?
Okay, I do remember that.
Okay, so, and then happy birthday to Nadia's mom, because if Nadia's mom wasn't born, then Nadia would not be born. And then it would be me and Bobby.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, thank you for, you know, telling your mom thank you for being born. And
thank you.
What are you doing tonight for your mom?
So, we already like, right before the show, we already had, it wasn't cake, because we didn't purchase a cake or get a cake or bake a cake or anything like that. So we had, small little, cheesecake things from Omaha Steak. So so we had
I've always
them together
wanted to try that. Is that good?
And making them look like it was a cake. So we put, the 5 and the 9, because my mom's 59, and then we sang. I don't know if you saw the video yet, but and then that was it, basically. Then we had dinner, and that was it.
Hey, you know what? If my mom saw me posting how old she is on Facebook, she would kill me. So,
my mom doesn't care.
Mom did not kill you for giving her AIDS out. I'm just saying.
Nope.
You know, because if I did, my mom would kill me. So, yeah. You know, even though she doesn't even look the age she is, but, you know, I don't want to die, so I would never do that. But, yeah, and who do we have later on in the week? Okay.
Starting tomorrow, we have Hudson West. And
my husband.
And Scott Brindingham tomorrow. On Friday we have Ray Abruzzo and Kathleen Gotti.
Awesome.
Maybe have somebody temporary on Thursday, but that hasn't been confirmed
yet.
Yeah,
but we don't know yet, so we can't say it.
Exactly. No, that's why I said somebody.
And
what time's the show for tomorrow?
What time's Hudson's show?
Yeah.
Oh, one.
Probably.
One my time.
Okay.
One year time, so it would be
before our time.
4 o'clock our time.
And I'm sure Veronica and Maggie will be involved.
O'clock.
So it'll be 3 o'clock their
and
time.
And then five my time, which is, you know, 8 U time.
Yes.
So yes. So we have that.
I'm sure Veronica will be involved with the 8 o'clock show
and
as
I just
well.
Want to say,
yeah.
People, still wear your mask. This isn't over by a long shot. This is not. I mean, we wish it was, but it's not. Our number is in Washington. Seattle, not Washington, D.C. Washington, the other Washington. We are getting bigger numbers here. So, by now, you guys, it's important to wear a mask, even if you've been vaccinated. And the thing
mm-hmm.
about the vaccination, we don't know how long the vaccination will last. You know, we don't, because this is something they never had before. So we don't know
mm-hmm.
how long it's going to be good for, but it was important to get the vaccine. And I know Veronica was getting hers today, and I'm just a little worried about my Veronica by now. And
that's the reason why she couldn't join us?
No, she got her shot.
She might be sleepy. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I mean, because when I fell asleep by after I got home, so I can see that. And several states have paused the Johnson & Johnson vaccine after the CDC recommend the real blood clot cases. Well, I don't know anyone that around me that got the Johnson & Johnson one. I think most people got, you know, the other one. I don't remember what its name, but that was the one that we all got, right? You didn't get the Johnson & Johnson one, right, you guys?
No.
No.
Yeah,
my cousin got the Johnson & Johnson.
You know, and the thing is, I mean, my state anyway, you cannot pick which one, you know. So, but, you know, it's a good thing I have it, even though, yes, I hate giving shots, taking shots. But I just close my eyes and I pretend I'm in Hawaii and then it's over.
Yep.
And, you know, just keep making new pills, you guys.
Yep.
And also, my general hospital tonight, and Chicago PD, Chicago Fire is once again on repeat. Damn it. Sorry. I just had to have that out. You know, I hate that. That, you know, we had to, you know, have another, you know, rerun. But fine, I will cooperate with the rerun. But I'm not happy about it. So, yes. So, but you guys have a great night, and we will be back tomorrow at 1.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Good
okay.
night.
Bye. Bye.
All right, have a good night, guys.
Bye.
Bye.